Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We had a great day celebrating and worshiping God here at Deer Run yesterday as we celebrated our 25th anniversary as the Deer Run Church of Christ, and a lot of guests and visitors that were here and worshiped God with us. And just appreciate all the work that went into that day. So many people that did so many things to make it a success. And that's a big part of what we've been talking about around here at Deer Run, of creating a place of welcome that is home, where everybody does their part. Unique parts, some parts overlap, but everybody has a responsibility. And it was done very well yesterday. And I just want to say thank you if you're listening today and you were a part of what took place here. You are greatly appreciated. This week we're going to be talking about hope. And following up, yesterday's message was a home of hope. And looking at, as we wrapped up our time spent looking at the book of Amos, a lot of warnings throughout the book, and yet it ends with God's message of hope. And it's a hope that He continues to give to each one of us. And today we're going to look specifically at the hope of glory and what that is and how we get it, how we have it, what it ought to produce in our life. And so looking at Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 today, says, "To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Now, I suppose it almost calls for an answer to who them is. The verse starts out, it says, "To them." Well, if you go back up into verse 26 and before, you'll discover that Paul is writing to those who have heard the message of Jesus, who have responded to it, who are living with the fullness of Christ, the mystery of the saints. Now again, biblically, the word saint is not a special category of believers. It is those who have been set apart for God's use, those who have responded to His message. And so when you look at the term biblically, it describes any Christian who is seeking to live a life that pleases God. And so because of the nature of that term, we've often in our culture elevated it to a special category of believers. But when Paul writes and he refers to the saints, he's referring to all of us who believe. And so it's important to understand that, because what he's about to say applies to everyone that believes in Jesus, that has responded to the good news. And so you can be sure that this hope of glory, this mystery of Christ in you, is not reserved for those that earn it. It's not reserved for those who have a special relationship. It's not reserved for those that people set apart. It's given to those that call upon the name of the Lord and are saved. Those who respond, as thousands did on the day of Pentecost, and said, what must we do? And believed and did. When Peter said the answer is, you repent and you be immersed into Christ. You receive a forgiveness of sins, a gift of the Holy Spirit. And they said, okay, let's do it. And the resulting factor in all of us as we come into relationship with Jesus is that we discover this hope of glory. Now, since we spent time defining saint as used in Scripture, we probably ought to define hope as well, because it's a much more powerful term than what we generally use it as within our culture. So many times we hope for things, basically meaning I wish it would happen. I doubt that it will. It's probably not likely, but I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, even though the forecast says there's a 90% chance of rain. And I've not looked at the forecast. I'm not telling you that that's what it's going to do, but that's an illustration. So don't go thinking it's going to. I don't think it's supposed to. But we hope for things like that when we know it's not likely. We hope it's not so hot this week. Well, we look at the forecast, and it's not supposed to be, and so that's a relatively safe hope. You know, we hope we win the lottery. Well, I didn't buy a ticket and don't have any intention to, so that's a pretty silly hope. And even for those that have, it's not a likely possibility. But we use hope in that way so often that when we read it in the Bible, we tend to not grasp how powerful it is. Because God ties this term hope up together with faith, it's a confident expectation based on belief, based on faith, based on a trust in God's Word. And so when we recognize that level of hope, and we look at this verse out of Colossians and this passage surrounding it, and we discover that this hope of glory, this confident expectation of glory, is found represented through Jesus living in us. The Christ in you. And He lives there through His Spirit. And He says, this hope of glory is this confident expectation that God will do what He says He will. It's a mystery, or it has been a mystery, because until the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, the presence of God dwelling among individuals was unheard of. You would have the presence of God that would come down upon the tabernacle and would come down among the people, would visibly see the presence when God would come down upon the mountain to speak with Moses or in the tent of meeting. But it wasn't something that was continual. It would talk about God coming down upon the tent of meeting and meeting with Moses, and then Moses would leave that. And so for those that believed in God, for those that trusted God, this hope of glory was a complete mystery. As God chose to dwell not simply among us, He did that through Jesus, but He chose to dwell in us. He does that through His Spirit. And the mystery for us today isn't whether it's happening or not. The mystery is, how in the world does God fit in me? Why would God even choose to fit in me? And so we celebrate the mystery of this hope of glory, knowing that it empowers us, it enables us, it gives us a connection that the people of God did not have before. The people of God consistently longed for a greater presence. And so often you would hear people from the Old Testament, the characters that would hear from God, whether they were the prophets or whether they were people God was calling and was speaking to through the prophets, and their response was, well, I'll go if you go with me. I can't do this alone. And the good news for Christians today, when God's Spirit convicts us to share the good news, to go to our neighbors, to go to our coworker, to go to the mission field, whether that's near or far, God's Spirit is with us. We don't have to go alone. As believers, in a sense, we can't go alone because God says He will never leave us nor forsake us. And so we celebrate this mystery. Christ in us, the hope of glory. God says His Spirit was given as a deposit, as a guarantee of that hope, that confident expectation that Jesus will return and gather all who are His to take them home. And while we're focused here on earth and here at Deer Run specifically at saying welcome home, our welcome home will seem small compared to that welcome home, when that confident expectation, that hope of glory is fulfilled when we see Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has not only called us to Yourself, but it has given us all that we need to live a life that pleases You. Not a life that's easy, not a life that is without difficulties, but a life that's filled with this hope of glory, the presence of Christ in us. And Father, today as we live life, may we live with a greater awareness of this deposit that has been put within us to guarantee, not just to guarantee, but to remind us of our heavenward calling. And that we would live life in a way that celebrates this mystery, that reveals this mystery to those who are wandering, to those who have not yet discovered the joy of this glory, of Christ in us, of the wisdom and understanding that only He can bring, of the peace and contentment that is only available as we live in relationship with You, is the help, the opportunity, the protection that guards our spirit, that brings us to a realization that this hope of glory, this confident expectation, isn't for a season or a time, but it's drawing us to eternity with You. And so, God, today I pray that You would help us to live with less doubt, to live with a greater confidence in You, not in our own ability, not in our own wisdom, but a greater hope in the One that lives in us. And Father, may that expectation of You doing great things in us and through us be lived out as we respond obediently to the promptings of Your Spirit to love people, to serve people, to help people, to share the good news, to lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday, last day of July, devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.